Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and I would just like to say this is my last show as a part of the Inside MLB. Good one. And tonight on Inside, I will be your host, Benson. Thank you. Hi, I'm Benson. I'll be hosting now. Instead, I'll be along with my partner, Will Macklin, and we'll be discussing the top 10 most from junior baseball world. And from our YouTube, you probably should see on our 666 from 9904 and our channel 3902.blogspot.com /InsideMLB.
I'm sorry about that, fans. I would just like to say that this is my last show as a part of the Inside.
Okay, that's not true. It's not his last show. We just kind of contact the that's going to be anything for many years. Now we're going to go back on.
He is so full of lies that he's forcing me to do this. All right, now let's get back into the next topic.
All right, we're going to talk about the channel. What's your first moment?
My number 10 in
the baseball world is
great start for Brian Robinson
with the Minnesota Twins. Now he's scored on the first base of all right, so we're just going to give my 10th moment is all right, so as June draws to a close, marking half the time of baseball season, it also marks the end of anything resembling cool, comfortable weather. Fortunately, we'll be too caught up in the pennant races, well, with every single team within 10 games for the playoff spot, to notice the sweat dripping through our clothes and ruining our furniture. Before we forge ahead, forgetting everything that came before, it's time to remember all of the crazy moments.
Keep reading it off of a website.
That's not true. Banging my head off the wall. Bye. This is Bobby Jim. Someone's feedback and see it. But before we go to history and everything that came before, I remember all the crazy, wonderful insanity in the month that was. However, June's not a tragedy at all. On June 16th, the Sunday moon passed away at 8:54. And it was a very emotional at this time. It was a great, great, great bye. Okay, are you with the greatest pure hitter, Ted Williams?
He's reading this off of the website, guys. PolyMLB.com. It is highly.
We have a caller. Phone to area if you're live on Inside MLB. Hello.
Hello. I was calling to discuss your sponsor.
Is that
Carolyn?
Hello? Are you calling to get their sponsor? Hello? Oh, let's keep up. So let's talk about our sponsor. Well, let's settle it.
Yeah, it would be great, but it would be so unfortunate that I will not be part of the Inside MLB family.
Well, it is. A wonderful part of the Inside MLB family. It is greatly valued and appreciated, and will be with us for many years to come as Inside MLB grows to become the powerhouse on law enforcement doing sponsors. And yes, our sponsor, Let's Settle It, it's an amazing app on Android Store. It basically, if you're on a site about which restaurants to choose, you can narrow down which restaurants to choose and then it's randomized. It's pre-restaurant, and there's no fighting. I love to go with it. And, well, I mean, I don't always talk about that, but that fight he's leaving. But he's just been amazing for us throughout the days. Extremely excited to do this. Extremely excited. Everybody loves him on the show. And he loves doing it. It's what he lives for. He schedules everything around the show. He comes here every morning, very early, takes very little notes. He's just amazing co-host. And we're going to bring him back up. Number 10. Your Yasuo, please come on. It's hard to steal Yasuo if we don't have a single goal point. I mean, do we celebrate, put that up on a walk? It's basically Yasuo, please. Usually, the offense to someone, no doubter, he does do a bad one. But now Yasuo, please, starting a new trend. He's doing a bad stuff every time he walks. So that's just one of the many offensive moves. I mean, he has many that.
Benson is offline. What is happening? This is a catastrophe. Not really.
What is it? Mute. Okay. Will is being a bad boy right now. He's just going to get it sober with the signal with him.
It won't matter.
You are part of the show.
I'm bad at this guy. So really call and make it sound. And I just really want to see more of it.
Now, if I only will grow in the future,
don't worry about that. I'm going to do a show once in a while.
I'm going to do a show every day. He's such a value employee. Everybody loves him here at the Inside Only Group. There's such a big family here. So many employees that are hardworking. On a day-to-day basis, show up and do their job so well, and we just love him here at Inside MLB, and he's going to be here for the future as the MLB grows. In fact, we got our big long-term payment, and we are so excited. We are so excited to get that payment. I mean,
we made 7 cents, everybody.
Yes, that's right. We made 7 cents. But it's a start to our goal of 26,000, right? Alright, we're
going
to bring
Will
back
on. Your goal, because that was part of the final week.
So I did number 9. Should I start it? How about we just calm down and figure this out as a family at Inside MLB? So we're going to bring all our, we're going to have a vote with all our staff members. Should we bring
the people?
Should Will? Will is a 70-cent contract, and we have a deal this Sunday, and then we're signing a new contract, but with 5 years on 70-cent.
Not sure.
I'm mad. Who thinks Will should stay? Will Ganovo's yes. Jason Spencer's yes. Nihil, yes. I have a challenge for. And all my family members on this home.
I have a question. Is Cameron Moss
is still listening to the podcast?
I would really want you to call in and give your insight on if we should keep
Peter or not. How about we just stop the discussion? Will is a valued member. He has agreed. Every time he says he's going to quit like this, which he's never done this far before, he's about to meet me again. But he's going to be with us for a long time. Mark my words.
Would you fire me if I said that right now?
Hold on. We're in the middle of a
discussion.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. He may or may not call in. I don't know if I'm muted right now because I'm not on my computer.
All right, guys. We are now going to go into the football segment of our show.
I have a football segment. It is Inside MLB. MLB stands for Major League Baseball. All right.
Well, let's go into let's continue our number 10. And also, this week in the clubhouse with Don Ryan, which is Brandon Puffy. And as mentioned in the video this week, is an extreme fan of Puffy, and he showed that in and also, he was in the snow for the first time this past winter, and to bring that up now, I don't know why, but it was a very fun reaction. Please check that out. So we're going to, and just imagine, if y'all can play this book, there's a term as a pulpy action mix of sci-fi drama in Victorian romance, the dash of slapstick comedy set in Vancouver. I was a library page in high school, so you can trust me when I tell you, there's no Dewey Decimal category for that. And well, it's not even yet, so that's not. But is it? Number 9, what do you have? I have.
Bartolo Colon's.
I have the exact same thing,
but we've all loved watching the poorly metrotic gargantuan that swim through the ball. And so, what we imagine was that we look if we were somehow approaching it. That's the thing. Well, needless to say, he's still not automated this quarter. And be a good boy for now. Maybe he's going to unmute himself. And I'm not seeing the good eye, baby. It's been a great episode. I know what we're considering. I'm really aware that it's sort of like just towards the end. And we'll have a very humorous.
What was she by our listeners?
If this is normal on my thing, out of all the shows, we'll probably continue to miss. If not, I'll go back to our third aisle of ways. But now,
my number 9 actually is, Jose Cabrera. I just think Jose Cabrera was a very skillful man to lay down that front, and he saved his team there
of the moral embarrassment of the game.
He had not,
made Nash fans very happy.
Sure made me happy. Happy. Yes, he did make you happy. I'm very happy with that vote. Because he's probably taking that Ezo Shield hit. Yeah. Great moment. But let me continue on Bartolo's Colon's beauty streak. But Colon Punai is a thousand times more folks than many of us death selfies. Put together a 2-game hitting streak. He started by wrapping a double against Cardinals. He continued it with a hard hit single in front of Joanna Cespedes. But just while we're preparing for an eventual run at Joe DiMaggio, Colon went hitless in a start against the Pirates to end the month. Not that it was a total loss.
So you're really reading that very
fluently. Will is being a very bad person right now. Because everybody knows that how many notes I take. And this is not all the computer screen.
He's off the whole time, guys.
And Will is straight. Always there doing the right thing at every single moment. And that's why he's going to be with the said MLB fans for many years to come. And we're going to continue the show, probably until a few thousand.
2015.
No, all right, we have to go a bit. We'll come back. We'll continue this argument for the last piece of his. See you later.
And
that's awesome, yes.
the chemicals. I'm breaking in, shaping up, then checking out on the prison bus.
Everybody, we have another very exciting
55 years of Hamlet.
I'm back. Well, it's muted.
Could you mute yourself?
Okay.
Campbell is a very valued member. We cannot do the show without him.
We'll bring that.
Oh, guess what? Well, Mark is friends.
What?
This app is awesome. I would love for you to read it live. I'm ordering the gig right now. I will send the script.
Thanks. You're staying.
Yes. You're staying.
You're staying. You're staying. Staying. Staying.
Will happen.
Officially staying. As a deal, came true. Mark, you said it. It's amazing. He's ordering right now. We're getting paid $15. Yes.
Holy boy, crap, man.
$15.
Too bad it won't be a part of the family to,
That'll
be a part of the
inside family. Oh. Nobody. I'm in the middle of the show right now.
What is it?
Oh, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Mom. I got a great thing about it.
Breaking news, what?
Breaking news, you know, that we, that Mark is ordering right now. Doesn't that make you happy? That you're part of the show for us, Mom?
Yes.
You are getting in front of this.
Quite a cool one.
I would really ask to call. Tell me how you quit.
Oh,
I only know what you had to do to great attention. I don't know why you get
Oh, it looks like we just got an order. Oh. One sale in queue. You need to deliver your order.
Oh, you just ordered.
What does that mean? It means we just got an order. So it's time to get busy.
We just got 20.
Yes.
Is that all you'll see?
Yes.
I'll have to do that.
That's why I call text me.
What?
That's crying right now.
No, what?
Calling.
Why?
Why?
Have you ever asked where do you want to go to eat? Only to get the sauce. I don't know where do you want to go? Deciding where to eat is over. Welcome to Let's Go. Enter a few search parameters and test at Let's Go. We'll pick the restaurant. You'll be notified just before arriving at the chosen dining establishment. Download Let's Go for free on Android and the Google Store. And learn more at www.letsgo.com. Make Let's Go a part of your life today.
We actually...
Clayton?
What?
Hold on. One minute.
We'll go back on the side down, please. And Will and I are having an argument about if we just got 25 bucks or not.
Which we did.
So, you want us to read it live. So, let's do our practice. Ready, Will?
We just did it.
So you were asked where do you want to go eat, only to get a response. And is Clay calling him?
Call him.
At all. So we just made 25 bucks.
Wow.
Isn't this awesome? And Will is in the process of calling Claire right now, so get in.
Baby Murder 315.
Clay, go on to the show.
Merch call.
What? Yeah, you did. What should be said?
You know what he's wanting.
You have to call in and call. Call in and ask.
No, you're going to ask him a question.
Ask me how you, how, no, ask me how you quit. I mean, tell me how you quit your job. Like, when you, what you pulled down to the end of the life, yeah. Okay?
Wow.
No, call in and tell and be like, well, I have to tell you how I quit the one of the leadership. Okay, and it's telling me that you quit. All right, they call in and say, my first download is the last sell with us. It's not on it.
Well, are you on?
All right, well, we're live right now. That's what it is.
I'm now hanging up Benson. You should be having a caller, please.
Yeah, Claire.
Where are you?
You have to hurry up. You have a minute 17 left. And Will is very excited to say it's our dual team.
Very excited.
Benson, I think we worked out a contract.
Yeah, we should do that.
Give me a contract offer.
What was that? Off air.
Quiet, 60 seconds.
Well, where should we go past that?
Yeah. Wait, so with this new deal, will we be doing an hourly show now?
Yes.
Question mark.
Question mark.
Yeah. So when will we be doing our first hour show?
Once we deliver it on our half hour show, because he gets 9 spots, 30 second spots for us.
So, how much will we be making a day?
$25
a day?
If he continues ordering.
So, he only ordered for one day?
Yeah, for 9 spots. $25.
Yeah, so that's.
But he's going to repeat order. Where is Clay? We have 7 seconds.
Clay.
We can record into the later time, see if recording.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to talk until my vlog comes.
So, what
do you want to
talk about?
I want to talk about the immaturity of Benson. Guys, I came in here this morning at 7 a.m. in the morning.
I asked you to be here at 2:45 and you showed up at 3.
Benson is in the bathroom.
Not in the bathroom.
Pooping. He was in there for 24 minutes.
Did he time it?
17 seconds. 71 milliseconds. He comes out. He needs 14 pancakes off the stack. Drenched in maple syrup. And guys, I just want to say, thank you for listening to every single show that we have been doing. We want to thank Will now, Jason Simmons, and the rest of the Spectre family for planning production of Inside the Week. As a part of Inside the Week, Benson Spectre apologizes to MLB.com for using their content.
Hi, I'm
Benson
Spectre. Back to Inside the Week. I would think Jason Simmons will welcome it to an election at the final day tomorrow.
Whoa!
morning. 5 p.m. You can call in at